Good morning, folks. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, and here's what's coming up this week in TAPS. The 2024 Girls Soccer Final Four Tournament kicks off today at 10 a.m. in Round Rock. We have the full schedule for this week, girls and boys state championships, but first...
...our crew chief to toss the ball in the air. And the TAPS State Tournament underway here in Waco at University High.
Last week, we saw the final games of the 2023-2024 TAPS basketball season. 36 games took place over 6 girls and 6 boys classifications in just 4 days down in Waco. And here's how it all shook out. In 1A girls basketball.
We will stay on this end, tipped out by the East. Texoma Christian, a terrific season. The upset in the semifinal over PCA North had a prosper. Brian Wingfield's club deserves a lot of credit for the season that they had and for getting here today. But the story of TAPS basketball in 1A on the girls' side for the last 2 years has been the Harvest Christian Eagles. Jaime Gonzalez, his two daughters, and a fantastic program. Lexi Garcia, Samantha Munoz, Genesis Moreno, Abigail Torres, the five seniors going out as back-to-back state champions. A 51-point win in the title game.
Harvest Christian Academy of Edinburgh is your champion after defeating Texoma Christian School of Sherman 78-27. Harvest made it to the final round with a 52-45 win over Prestonwood Christian Academy north of Prosper, while Texoma made it to the final game with a 78-34 victory over Heritage Christian School of Fredericksburg in the semifinals. Into a girls basketball.
Covenant Christian upsetting First Baptist Academy yesterday in the semis. Knocking off the number one team in the state, 49.1 seconds away from another upset and a state title. And Jason Jenkins, who told us before the game about how much the word revival meant to this program this year, 49.1 seconds away from turning that revival into a championship. Final 5 seconds, winding down, and that'll do it. Covenant Christian, state champions in TAPS 2A. 17 points from Alicia Matthews leading the way. And Covenant with back-to-back upsets on consecutive days to take the title.
Covenant Christian School of Conroe is your state champion with a 50-37 victory over Southcrest Christian School of Lubbock. Covenant advanced to the finals with a 48-44 win over First Baptist Academy of Dallas, while Southcrest made it to the finals with a 49-41 win over Ovilla Christian School in the semifinals. Moving up to the 3A bracket.
Under a minute left, Rose Hill Christian has got to force the action here. Underneath, Brewington in the corner.
Nice.
Love it, Christian doing a great job of playing keep away here, down to 45 seconds. Now a steal, tipped away. Wilson with it, cross court to Caitlin Wilson. 37 seconds, 5-point game. Wilson into the lane, the lefty floater rolls off, tipped out of bounds. 27 seconds left, time just burning off in a 5-point game. You got to give the foul at this point.
Yeah, you got to.
You have no choice, 19 seconds. Steve Krantz trying to communicate to his team, you have to foul right now. 14 seconds. The steal here, but with only 3 seconds left, it matters not. Montgomery doesn't even see the clock, doesn't get the three-pointer off in time, and it's over. Lubbock Christian celebrates a fourth consecutive state championship. 64-59, the final score. Brad Crow's club continues the dynasty. 16 points from Katie Evans to lead the way, 13 more from Reagan Lee, and they hold off a comeback-minded Rose Hill Christian Lady Eagles squad that made a heck of an effort, got as close as 2 in this fourth quarter, but could not quite complete the comeback after trailing by as much as 13. a terrific effort from Steve Krantz's club, but they come up just short for the second straight year against Lubbock Christian, and it's a fourth straight title for Brad Crow and the Lubbock Christian Lady Eagles.
The LCS advanced to the finals after defeating San Jacinto Christian Academy of Amarillo 57-29 in the semis, while Rose Hill advanced to the final round with a 55-48 win over Brazos Christian School of Bryan. In 4A girls basketball.
All right, we are back here at Robinson High School. 51-50 the score. Lake Country leads Bay Area. The lead was as many as 10 at one point in the second half. I mentioned Lake Country won the first quarter by 8. Bay Area won the second quarter 10-9. And they won the third quarter 16-15. Now trying to win this fourth quarter and a state championship. Chandler has the ball tied up. Gets it to James. Now they're going to have to foul. They kick it over to Hancock. Now back to Young at the top. And they're going to foul Moore. It'll be Brooke Fletterman, who that will be her third. Here comes Moore. First free throw attempt is good. Her first point of the day, and it's a big one. Second attempt is in as well. 53-50 now. 33 seconds to play. Sewell. So Bay Area has no timeouts left. Lake Country has two. All the fouls now go to the free throw line. Three-point game, and they foul James. Medean gets called for the foul. 19.2 to play. First free throw attempt, no good for James. 19.2 to play. It's a three-point game. She makes it. Four-point lead. Medean quickly down to Fletterman. Fletterman shoots the three. No good. Rebound by Hancock. Hancock to Young. Young is going to be fouled by Farrell with 8.8 to play. And if Young can make a couple of free throws here, he can seal it with 8 seconds left. Attempt is in. She has 10 in the game now. 55-50 the score. 8.8 on the clock. Second attempt is in. Now Bay Area got to go fast. 6 seconds. Too much dribbling. Fletterman drives. Ball off the leg of Hancock out of bounds. There's 1 second left. Lake Country is up 56-50. The inbound pass goes to Medean. She shoots the three and it won't go and time runs out. And Lake Country wins the state championship 56-50. They are the Class 4A Taft Girls state champions. And what a game. Two games today.
LCCS moved to the final round after a 43-27 win over Grace Prep Academy of Arlington, while Bay Area Christian earned their spot in the final round, defeating the Geneva School of Burney 60-41. On the 5A girls bracket.
Second Baptist trails by 4, 60-56. Savageau's first free throw attempt is in. She's got 8 in the half, 22 in the ball game. Second free throw attempt is in as well. It's a two-point game. Inbound pass here to Campbell. Campbell at the top. Next foul will send Southwest to the free throw line. They're going to try to trap Campbell at the top. A new trapper, but there's going to be a foul called. Campbell's going to go to the free throw line with 37.8. So Maylee Campbell, who has 15 on the day. First free throw attempt off the back of the iron, no good. 37.8 to play, two-point game, 60-58. Maylee Campbell, the freshman, to line with 15 points on the day. Can she make it 16? She can. It's a three-point game, 61-58, 37 seconds to play. So it kind of takes the high-low out of it. And there's the three by Eloise Tackett, no good. Williams with the putback, no good. Milliken with the rebound. She gets it to Jenerson, and a foul's going to be called, and Jenerson's going to go to the free throw line. 61-58 the score. Jenerson's first free throw attempt is in. 62-58. Jenerson's free throw attempt. Up and in. 63-58. It's a five-point game. Savageau steps inside, loses control, and the ball's going to be held. It's going to stay with Second Baptist. But there's only 9.4 to play. We're going to have to get a lot here in just a little bit of time. Savageau gets it to Williams. Savageau in the corner. Shoots the three. Bounces high, no good. Rebound by Tackett. Tackett steps back, shoots the three. On the way, no good. And time runs out. and Southwest Christian has won the 5A state championship. What a game. What a two-day stretch for Southwest Christian. Yesterday, they knocked off Argyle Liberty, who had beaten them twice during the year. Today, they knock off Second Baptist to win a state championship. And Coach Zuniga's first year as the head coach, she's taking home the big trophy.
Southwest Christian School of Fort Worth is your state champion after defeating Second Baptist School of Houston 63-58. Both semifinals were close. Southwest made it to the top of the bracket after defeating Fort Worth's Liberty Christian School 48-46, while Second Baptist also edged out St. Mary's Hall of San Antonio 54-50. And in 6A girls basketball, Bishop Lynch High School of Dallas is your 6A girls state champion after defeating Ursuline Academy of Dallas 56-40.
Malabashi hits a three at the end as well. It's 56-40, 3 seconds left. And the clock's going to run out. And there it is, 28 state championships in 44 years. And for those girls and the way they competed to fight back the way they did last night in that game against Antonian, to dominate the game today the way they did, all credit goes to them. That coaching staff, yeah, they did a great job. But a lot of credit goes to those girls and the way they competed this weekend. And they win a state championship. They were here last year in the Final Four, lost to John Paul in the finals, and they break through this year against Ursuline. And hats off to that Ursuline group too, because they dominated their semifinal last night, and they had some great performances last night. And nothing to be ashamed of. A lot of teams would love to be in their place right now, even though they lost today.
Lynch advanced to the final round after a one-point victory over Antonian College Prep of San Antonio, while Ursuline earned their shot at the title with a 62-41 win over the Village School of Houston. In boys' state Final Four results, starting in 1A.
1:11 to play as KCA continues to play keep away here with this one-point lead. Tucker in the corner for Leonard. Baseline for Barnett, under a minute left. At some point, the Lions are going to have to force the action here. 50 seconds to play. Tucker down the lane in the corner. Barnett down to 40 seconds to play. Finally, CJ Lucky calls for his team to foul, and they do with 35.8 to play. All of that clock burned off. Started with the offensive rebound by Cimbrielle Robinson. Barnett hits the first free throw. The lead is two. Every point in this fourth quarter coming at the free throw line. Barnett missed the second one, though. It will stay a two-point game. 30 seconds left, and here come the Lions. Lopez picked up his dribble, gives it off for Campanini. Campanini down the lane, threw it away. Barnett with the steal and a foul. Barnett, 2-for-2, 4-point lead. 19.6 seconds left. And a two-possession game. I'll say it again. Every single point in the fourth quarter for KCA has come at the free throw line. 13-for-16 at the charity stripe in the final period. They trailed by four to start the quarter. They now lead by four, and they're 19 and 6-tenths of a second away from going back-to-back as Taps 1A state champs. Harris into Lopez. Lopez double-teamed. Cross-court feed. Three on the way. Short. Rebound for Lopez. Calls timeout. 9.4, heady play by the senior Lopez.
Yep.
Baseline inbound, 9.4 to play. David Salas on the floor. First time we've called his name tonight, the junior. The inbound will come from Harris. In the corner, off the screen, got to get a shot up. Turnaround three-pointer will go for Colby Mitchell. No timeout called, and time's going to expire. Up ahead, the dunk. It's after the buzzer, but it matters not. Back to back for KCA. They hang on for a one-point win.
Kingdom Collegiate Academy of DeSoto is your state champion, defeating Cornerstone Christian of San Angelo by 1 point. That final score, 59-58. Kingdom Collegiate advanced to the finals after a 43-37 win over Prestonwood Christian Academy North, while Cornerstone moved to the final game with a 57-53 win over Founders Christian School of Spring. Into a boys basketball.
2-for-2 for Hanson Allen. This game was 30-26 late in the third quarter. Since then, an 18-7 advantage for number one Bethesda Christian. A travel there. And a very strong finishing kick from the Lions is going to earn them a state championship. Final 20 seconds here. Three-pointer on the way from Adrian Hernandez. Tipped and out of bounds. It'll stay here. First Baptist does have some talent coming back. Micah Foster, a sophomore. Dylan Jones, a sophomore. Taden Kone, a junior. Caleb Mitchell, a junior. Abuchi Godwin, the only starter who's a senior. Throw away there, though, by Preston Goo, and it's all over here at Robinson High School because Bethesda Christian, their five seniors in the starting lineup, that experience showing itself today. A tremendous finishing kick from Tim Owens' team to win a state championship in Taps 2A.
Bethesda Christian School of Fort Worth is your state champion with a 48-33 win over First Baptist Academy of Dallas. Bethesda moved up to the championship after edging out Christian Life Preparatory School of Fort Worth 52-49, while First Baptist earned their place in the final game with a 50-38 win over O'Connell College Prep of Galveston in the semifinals. On the 3A boys bracket.
But an opportunity lost there for Lubbock Christian. Timeout, Harold Baber. Both teams with one remaining, 1:11 on the clock. Still a three-possession lead for St. Francis Episcopal. Inbound to Oshelik underneath. Hodge the lay-in. The lead is 9.
That was the easiest basket of the game.
Yeah.
Hodge with a dozen now on the day. Ferris. Up top, somehow that ball got to Luke Lee. They've got to fire up some threes here. Ferris has it rattle out on him. Harvey up ahead of the pack, under a minute to play. What a play by Ferris to save it and bounce it off of Oshelik and
again,
steal a possession.
What is
Farnsley had to fire the three, no good. And that is going to do it. The foul given here by Micah Strand will send Sion to the free throw line one last time. But St. Francis Episcopal, upset a year ago in the title game by this Lubbock Christian squad.
Coach,
6.8 seconds away from revenge.
Mike, Coach Baber, I promise you, has been dreaming this dream for 364 days. And here tonight, his dreams are about to become a reality.
Unfortunately for Sion, he can't change that, but no matter, because his team is about to win the Taps 3A state championship. Out of the timeout, 6.8 seconds left. The inbound to Nigel Walls. Harold Baber said it earlier today, the job's not done. It's done now. St. Francis Episcopal, revenge today. State champs in Taps 3A.
St. Francis Episcopal School of Houston is your 3A state champion, defeating Lubbock Christian School 61-53. St. Francis advanced to the finals after a 58-37 win over Westbury Christian School of Houston, while LCS made it to the final game with a 58-47 win over Bishop Gorman Catholic School of Tyler. In 4A boys basketball.
Still work to be done, though, for the St. Thomas Episcopal Saints. Down a point. And they will come out and pick up full court, of course, here against Grace Prep. Daniels crosses the timeline. Good catch by LaHue. They haven't given a foul yet. Next foul would send them to the free throw line for two. Down to 30 seconds left. The strip attempt from behind on Hall, and he'll head to the line. Hall, a 72% free throw shooter. And Hall misses the first.
Goodness.
as there's 27.5 seconds remaining here in regulation.
Go through your reps, young man. Hold that follow through.
He does. He hits one of two. It's a two-point game. 24 seconds on the clock. No timeouts for St. Thomas Episcopal. Nathan Long, 6 points on the day, all at the free throw line, galloping through the lane. His first field goal of the day ties the game with 12 seconds left. It will be LaHue to get the ball from our crew chief, J.D. Rochelle. 3.5 to play. Inbound to Daniels. Turnaround, 14-footer short, and time will expire. And we will head to overtime in the Taps 4A state championship game, 44-44. Overtime here in the Taps 4A state title game. Josh Duke and Chris Twine both with one timeout remaining. Duke taking the full there to talk this over. A baseline inbound with his team down three. Williams for the tie. Back iron. LaHue another rebound. His layup won't go. 42.4. Felkman, a 68% free throw shooter, at the line for two. The St. Thomas Episcopal fans on the near side bouncing in anticipation, praying for the free throw to go in, and it does. Two possession lead. Two for two, and the lead is five. 42 seconds left. Hall pushing the tempo. Laid it up, had it blocked by Richards. Gachana lost it out of bounds. No, yes, out of bounds. 31.3, two possession lead. Grace Prep, Hall, racing to the hoop, can't get the layup, no foul called. They scored the first two, now eight straight for the number one team in the state, St. Thomas Episcopal. Since late in the third quarter and the 10-point lead for Grace Prep, St. Thomas Episcopal has outscored the Lions 23-7. Big three-pointer there by Lowe. Tipped away, nearly the steal, but it goes right to Law. Nathan Law just missed the free throw. Himself an 82% free throw shooter. 11.3 left, leaving the door slightly ajar. One for two, the lead is five. And the throwaway chased down by Mosley, and that will effectively do it. Knocked out of bounds, it will stay Saints basketball. They were trying to get it in to Jaden Lowe. Miscommunication on the baseline. The turnover by Grace Prep. And with 7 seconds left, St. Thomas Episcopal back to the free throw line. Mosley with a chance to put it fully away. Hits the first. What a comeback by St. Thomas Episcopal. Down 10 in the third. They come all the way back. Didn't fully finish the comeback until there were 12 seconds left on the clock in the fourth. But in overtime, they dominate. And the number one team in the state, the St. Thomas Episcopal School Saints, losers last year in the title game, redemption today in comeback fashion in overtime. 56-49, state champs in 4A.
The Saints came marching into Waco, Mike and Earl, and they are walking away with a 4A state championship, and Coach Chris Twine should be elated.
St. Thomas's advance to the top of the bracket after a narrow 78-75 win over Brentwood Christian School of Austin, while Grace Prep earned their shot at the title with a 49-39 win over Trinity Christian School of Lubbock in the semifinals. In 5A...
It says a lot that Zach Day, just now with a minute 19 left in the fourth, finally scores in this second half. And yet he's been the most valuable player on the floor in this second half because of how much attention he's drawn. Day, in the final minute, gives it off. The layup for Pruitt.
The Mustangs are galloping to a state title, fellas.
40 seconds left, the three. The putback there for Luzzi.
That was a good don't foul the shooter decision.
Coming off the floor, Brody McHugh, the sophomore, to a big cheer from the far side Midland Christian crowd. Zach Day is still on the floor. Chris Ryburn said before the game, that Day wants to play 32 minutes today. He said, I want him to play 32 minutes today. 25 seconds left here in the fourth. Still hounding is this Woodlands Christian defense, and they'll send Andrew Fox to the free throw line. I thought maybe that Ryburn would give Zach Day a curtain call here. The layup there will set the final score, 55-39 the final. I think Ray is gonna pull it out. And Midland Christian, for the first time in 16 years, state champs. A dog pile on the baseline. 19 points from Josiah Ray, 13 more from Zach Day. Chris Ryburn and his team snapping a 16-year drought. They will hoist the trophy in Taps 5A.
The Mustangs of Midland Christian High School are your state champions after a 55-37 victory over the Woodlands Christian Academy in the championship. MCS advanced to the finals after a 57-53 win over St. Michael's Catholic Academy of Austin, while the Woodlands moved up to the final with a 53-52 win over Second Baptist School of Houston. And finally, in 6A boys basketball,
42-40. JP2 with the lead, a 117 to play. Three timeouts left for Parish Episcopal. Two timeouts remain for JP2. Two fouls against Parish Episcopal. Three fouls against JP2. Possession arrow favors Parish Episcopal. They have possession, down two, 66 seconds to play. Everybody here at Robinson High on their feet. Al Mutar down the lane, one on two, he finishes to tie the game. Armin Al Mutar.
There is a reason they won their district in 6A. I mean, you talk, all we've heard is the twins in Parrish. You're seeing why.
Between the two of them, they've got the last 10 points. Marks with 45, gives off for Keppel. Keppel down the lane. 42.1 on the clock, 42-42. The charge called against Keppel. It will be Parrish ball out of the timeout in a tie basketball game. We've already seen overtime once today in the 4A state title game. Down to 17 seconds left. Mitchell gives off for Dar. Dar guarded by Keppel, down the lane, kicks, Mitchell with nine, underneath, Dar, the layup for Al Mutar, and the lead, Armin Al Mutar, puts Parish Episcopal in front with 4.9. It'll be Brewer to throw it in, baseball pass the length of the floor, no whistle, McLaughlin tried to get a call, it will come back down on this end.
Yep.
Dan Lee saying there should have been a foul. It's going to be Parrish ball on the baseline. Bats for a two-possession lead, and he buries it. 5 seconds left. Marks across the timeline. In the corner, Russell for three. It rattles out, and Parrish Episcopal with the final 6 points of the basketball game. The bucket from Al Mutar to win it. 46-42 the final score, and the Panthers, who didn't win a district game 2 years ago, here in 2024, state champs in Taps 6A. Oh,
the Panthers advanced to the finals after defeating Prestonwood Christian Academy of Plano 44-38, while the Cardinals moved up after a 68-63 win over Antonian College Prep of San Antonio. The voices you heard were Jeremy Hubbard, Mark Ellison, Earl Garland, David Zimmerman, and the incomparable Mike Leslie. Thank you, gentlemen, for making our live broadcasts possible. You can find graphics for each team and the all-tournament teams on our basketball Twitter account. That's at Taps Basketball on Twitter. Championship team photos are available for download on our Smug Mug page. That's taps.smugmug.com. I'll have a link for that for you in the show notes. Photos from all 36 Final Four Taps basketball games will be going up in the coming weeks. Keep in mind it's going to take some time. We are at Round Rock for state soccer for the rest of this week, so it is going to take some time. Remember that all photos are free for download. You can order prints if you like. Speaking of state soccer Final Four, we've got 18 games across three girls and three boys divisions taking place at the Round Rock Multipurpose Complex in Round Rock this week. Up first at 10 a.m., we have the girls Division II semifinals between Grace Community School of Tyler and Regent School of Austin on Field 1, and Fort Bend Christian Academy of Sugarland and St. John the 23rd College Prep of Katy on Field 2. The winners will face each other in the Division II Championship on Wednesday, March 6th at 9:30 a.m. on Field 1. Today at 1 p.m., we have the girls Division I semifinal between Parish Episcopal School of Dallas and Ursuline Academy of Dallas on Field 1, and Bishop Lynch High School of Dallas and St. Agnes Academy of Houston on Field 2. That championship game will take place on Wednesday at 12:30 on Field 1. Rounding off the girls' semifinals, at 3 p.m. today, we have the girls' Division III semifinals between McKinney Christian Academy and the Brookhill School of Bullard on Field 1, and the Geneva School of Burney and John Paul II High School of Schertz on Field 2. The Division III championship will take place on Wednesday at 2:30 on Field 1. The boys' Final Four kicks off on Thursday. Up first, it's the Division II semifinals between Grapevine Faith Christian School and St. Michael's Catholic Academy of Austin on Field 1, and TMI Episcopal of San Antonio and St. Joseph Academy of Brownsville on Field 2. Those games begin at 10 a.m. The Division II championship match will take place Friday at 9:30 a.m. on Field 1. At 12:30 p.m. on Thursday, catch the Division I semifinal between John Paul II High School of Plano and St. Pius X High School of Houston on Field 1, and Cathedral High School of El Paso and Central Catholic High School of San Antonio on Field 2. The Division I championship will be decided at noon on Friday on Field 1. Catch the boys' Division III semifinal between the Brookhill School of Bullard and Prince of Peace Christian School of Carrollton on Field 1, and the British International School of Houston and St. Thomas Episcopal School of Houston on Field 2. Those games are scheduled to begin Thursday at 3 p.m. The boys' Division III state championship match will take place Friday at 2:30 p.m. on Field 1. Get your tickets at taps.biz/tickets or on the Hometown Ticketing app. You can also watch any broadcast on Taps TV or listen for free on Taps Radio. I'll have links to all that in the show notes. Follow at Taps Soccer on Twitter for all these links, plus score updates and game results as we move through the tournament. We also have photographers covering each match, and those will be available at taps.smugmug.com in the coming weeks. Remember, we need to get through basketball first, so please be patient. All Taps photo downloads are full resolution, and they are free. You can order prints through us if you like. Also, in Taps-related news, the Association of Texas Photography Instructors Winter Conference took place last week in Austin, with several Taps schools in attendance. Students and teachers took part in contests and hands-on classes at the Texas Capitol and the ACC Highlands campus. Full contest results will be on the ATPI website in the following week. Also in fine arts, the art history test opened yesterday. The final day for the exam is Wednesday, March 22nd. Also on the TAPS calendar, the all-state selection meetings for winter soccer and basketball are next Tuesday, March 12th. The band championships will take place on the 25th and 26th of March in Waco. The 2024 lacrosse showcase will take place March 26th and 27th in Round Rock, and the final deadline for art entries is on Wednesday, March 27th. Do you have any news from your school that you'd like included in a future episode? We are always looking for things to include in our podcasts. Just send us an email at talk@taps.biz. That's it for This Week in Taps. This Week in Taps is a production of the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. It is produced and hosted by me, John Skies, the Director of Media for Taps. Brian Bunzelmeyer is our Executive Director. Robert Huckabee is our Associate Director and Director of Compliance. Steve Prudhomme is our Associate Director. Steve Fuhulin is our Athletic Director. Rhonda Smith is our Director of Fine Arts. Liz Cornett is our General Manager of Corporate Partnerships. Kelly Bay, Delaney Bunzelmeyer, Will Dixon, and Vicky Morgan help keep everything running smoothly in the TAPS office, from transfer paperwork to event logistics to live broadcasts. Thank you for listening, and thank you for putting up with my failing voice this week. We'll see you next week.